Welcome to another Stain Gang podcast as we visit with John Trulli about Midwestern State men's basketball. Hopefully, everybody's been able to stay warm, and we obviously had our issues with the weather this week. How has that affected men's basketball? I'm assuming the guys have been able to get in and get practice.
Yeah, we took the weekend off and then got after it on Monday and Tuesday. So we've been practicing just kind of normal standard week for us. But it did take them about a day and a half to really get thawed out and get the competitive juices going again. So, you know, when you get hunkered down like that, it is a little bit different. You got to turn that switch back on and get the competitive stuff going again. So,
and you're also out of your routine just in terms of the schedule because you had the game postponed on Saturday with UT Tyler. That'll be made up February 9th. And then this week's a little bit different because you'll be on the road Thursday at Cameron, albeit that's a short trip, and then you come home to play Oklahoma Christian. Before we get to those two games, let's talk a little bit about the game against Dallas Baptist, which got moved to Kitty McGee Arena in Denton. So that was another change from your routine. That's kind of been the theme of the year so far. But early in that game, you're in it, and then they were able to pull away. How did you evaluate your performance in that game?
Yeah, I felt like we got off to a good start. You know, Jonathan Jackson and Orlando gave us a good spark off the bench when he came in. And, you know, I think we had a lead about 10 minutes into the game, and we just had a segment there where we turned the ball over. I think it was 7 times in a row without getting a shot up, and they were able to separate from us. And so now we're playing from behind, and they can kind of pin their ears back. And the way that they play, that's not really a situation that you want to be in,
right?
Because of the pressure and stuff that they can put on a team. And so once they kind of made that run, we just were never really able to get back into a rhythm and get back into the game. I say that we did cut it to 7 with about 2 minutes left to go in the half. Kind of had it weathered that initial surge, and then they made another run right before we went into the locker room, I think, and spaced it out a little bit on us there. And so but it's a great learning opportunity for us. We got to do a better job of taking care of the basketball. It was kind of a bugaboo there early for us, and we cleaned it up for a little while. And I think 2 of the last 3, or maybe 3 of the last 4 games, we've gotten back over that 20 mark. And it's really hard to win games when you have 20 plus turnovers in a game. And so, got to do a better job of that. It wasn't really, you know, one particular person. It was really just across the board last week against Dallas Baptist. So, you know, I told the guys, you know, we all got a hand in this one. And so we've all kind of got to look in the mirror, and there's some things that we can clean up this week and get better, and try to win two games this week.
And Dallas Baptist does that to everybody. It certainly wasn't unique for them to do that to Midwestern State.
No, and that's kind of their separator. It truly is. You know, their full court pressure and the way that they defend and get turnovers, and you can't guard them, you know, if you're turning it over, you know, 60, 70 feet from the basket, you can't get your defense set. And so they're getting layups and runouts and stuff like that, that you can't get your defense set to get the stop even. And so those are really, really costly turnovers, and we just had way too many of those.
One of the things you do get because of that cancellation is a week to prepare for Cameron. What do you see in the Aggies? What do you expect to see on Thursday night?
They're very similar to us, to be honest. I think they have a good talent level. It's year one for them as well. Just trying to find that consistency and get everybody on the same page, I think, has probably been the challenge. But they've got a couple good wins throughout the year, and especially in the conference. You know, they beat Lubbock Christian before Christmas break. And so just like us, man, they're all kind of in that back end trying to fight and get that 7-8 seed to get into the Lone Star Conference tournament. So these games this last month and a half are going to be huge for us.
And you've really probably gone through the toughest part of your schedule now. I mean,
yeah,
that's not to say that it's easy going forward.
Yeah,
but
they're all tough. You know? this is not a easy league, but you definitely sit there. We go through a stretch like we just had. I think 7 out of 9 were in the top 25, and you know, you'd like to get more than one, but we got one in there. And so you still feel like you can go and compete pretty much with anybody if you're playing the right way. And so, you know, hopefully here we can start stretching some wins together. Got to go get one on the road. Thursday at Cameron is a great opportunity for us against our old rival. And then we get to come back home again on Saturday. So really, really good opportunity for us this week.
Use the phrase play the right way. What does that entail?
I think it's taking care of the ball, playing together, and then getting stops on the defensive end. And I think our defense has been a lot better here as of late, the last 3 weeks or so. You know, the last game, it just kind of showed itself because we got turnovers, and so we weren't able to get it set up. And so, but I thought, you know, early on when we were taking care of the ball, we were getting stops, even against a high-powered team like Dallas Baptist. And, you know, the week before against West Texas A&M, I think they averaged almost 88 a game. They may have been the highest-scoring team in the conference in. And so we held them to 68, almost 20 points less than their average. So we're doing some good things. It's just building it and getting it to be an everyday thing for us right now.
Health-wise, how are you going into this game against Cameron?
Well, last time I got on here and said we're doing better, we're finally healthy, I lost two that day in the practice. So, I feel good at the moment, you know, but you never know. You never know. So, but I feel like we're getting the right guys healthy at the right time.
As you look at your team going forward now, I think I know where you're going to say, because I think we've kind of already answered this, but what do you think you need to improve upon the most?
Just ball control, I think. Getting us organized. You know, we played so fast early in the year, and we've kind of dialed some of that back. So our half-court offense, we've had to get a little more efficient in the half-court because we're just not getting as many opportunities as we were.
It does seem like you're getting that efficiency.
Yeah. Yeah, when we take care of the ball. I think our shooting percentages have been pretty solid. Obviously, the free throw line's got to get better. It's kind of been a kicker all year for us. But, you know, for the most part, I feel like our percentages are okay. It's just when you have a high number of turnovers, you know, you're limiting your shot opportunities. And so I think that's the biggest area where we've got to get
better. And you're making it tough on yourself defensively, too, when you're turning the ball over.
Absolutely. It makes it harder to set up your defense.
When you are able to get your defense set up, you like what you're doing on that side of the floor?
I do. I feel like we're doing a better job. And, you know, with us being a little bit more solid in the half court and not taking as many risks as we were early in the year, I feel like our rebounding is the one area that's gotten better. You know, we were getting out rebounded almost every game, to be honest with you, early in the year. And so now we've kind of flipped that, and we're at least competitive. And a lot of times I think we've had a couple opportunities here the last 2 or 3 weeks where we've out-rebounded by double digits our opponent. So it's not always getting turnovers. So sometimes it's just securing the basketball. And so because we're not in rotations quite as much as we were early, I think we can finish off possessions and get stops and rebounds a little bit.
I was going to say, what's leading to the better rebounding? How do you become a better rebounding team?
Well, one, it's putting them in those situations. But also, I think because we've changed our style defensively, we're not trapping and rotating and flying around quite as much. So we're in better spots to go hit a guy. We're not in the middle of rotations, and we don't know who it is that we got to go box out. And so I think it's just made it a little bit easier for them to understand who it is they've got to go hit. And so as a result, we've been in a better position to go get the ball.
It's going to be interesting because you played Oklahoma Christian on December 13th. You lost there, I think it was an 8-point game, 83-75. You'll have a chance to kind of get a report card to see how you've improved when you face these guys again at home now on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. We got off to a good start in that game. I think we were up 35-29 at halftime, and I felt like in the second half they were just going downhill at will against us. And we didn't do a great job of guarding the basketball, but we're doing stuff differently now than we were back then. So hopefully some of those minor changes will help us this week when we play them. So really looking forward to see, you know, how much we have gotten better here over the last month and a half.
Well, you mentioned you've changed. As you look at Oklahoma Christian, do you think they've changed since you saw them?
I don't think so. I don't think much. You know, against us, one thing that they did is they pulled out a zone for the first time all year against us. And they pulled it out, I think, right at the 8-minute mark, and it's kind of where they made their run. They had not shown that all year, and so that's one thing we'll have to be ready, be prepared for. They have been doing it more since then. But that game was coming down to the wire, and it took us about three possessions to get organized offensively against their zone. And so you know, I think that's something that they've done a good job of, and we'll be able to prepare for here this week a little bit better than we were last time.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing Midwestern State back at D.L. Ligon Coliseum. Hopefully we thaw out between now and Saturday. We'll make a safe trip to Lawton. We'll see you Thursday night at Aggie Gym. That's a trip a lot of folks here can make.
That's an easy trip, 50 miles down the road. Yeah. Hope to see you guys there.
All right, road conditions should be good. We expect to play that game as scheduled. Coach Trilli, thank you so much. Thanks for listening to the Staying Gang podcast. Tell your friends about the podcast and follow the Mustangs at MSUMustangs.com. I'm Pete Stein. So long.